The United States Open Tennis Championships begin today in Flushing Meadow, New York, with Marat Safin and Venus Williams the defending champions. Many people wonder if this tournament will mark a changing of the guard for American tennis royalty. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Renee.
Let's start with the champions, Safin and Williams. How do you like their chances?
Well, I like Williams' chances a whole lot better than Safin's, because Safin has essentially been the invisible man of tennis since last September, when he stunned Pete Sampras in the final to win his first major title. I think he's got a little bit of the post-championship hangover blues, hasn't played a lot of good tennis. On the other hand, Venus Williams defended her Wimbledon title successfully in July and should come into this tournament feeling very confident, and she could meet her sister. They're finally in opposite sides of the draw, Venus and Serena Williams, in the final if they both were to get through.
But isn't Jennifer Capriati the main threat to Williams?
Yes, you would have to say she is. Obviously, she won the first two majors of the year, and she's ranked higher now than she ever has in her life. And Serena Williams would probably have to beat Jennifer Capriati in order to get to that final.
John, explain to me something. How, speaking of an entirely different tennis player, Martina Hingis, how can she still be ranked number one when she hasn't won a major title in almost 3 years?
That's an excellent question. And the answer is that the only thing that's more outdated than the women's ranking system is probably the Electoral College. They need to change the system so that the results that you've had in the year you're playing are the only ones that count.
And speaking of the women's final, it will be played in prime time, right?
Yes, this is a first. CBS is going to play the women's final on Saturday night in prime time, and that's a real sign that the women's game right now is so much more popular than the men's game, that CBS made a distinct effort with the USTA to put the women's final on in prime time on Saturday night.
On the men's side now, if not Safin, who?
Well, it really is, to use the old cliche, wide open. Goran Ivanišević, as you know, won Wimbledon, kind of a miraculous performance. I think the guy who's played the best all summer is Patrick Rafter, who lost that Wimbledon final, that classic Wimbledon final, to Ivanišević. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if Rafter is the last man standing 2 weeks from now.
Which leaves the grand old men of American tennis, Pete Sampras and Andre Agassi, where?
Probably watching with the rest of us. They are in the same quarter of the draw. And what that means, Renee, is that out of Agassi, Sampras, and Patrick Rafter, only one of those three guys can possibly make the semifinals, because they'll have to play each other earlier than that. That's largely because Sampras has dropped so far in the rankings that he's only 10th in the world now. The great American hope might be Andy Roddick, who's now ranked in the top 20, only 18 years old. He's in the other half of the draw and could have a chance to go very deep in this tournament. And we may see the changing of the guard in American men's tennis in this event. And it wouldn't stun me, Renee, if Sampras plays poorly, if he didn't announce his retirement after this event.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of Hard Courts.